This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. It's Wednesday. That means it's time to hear about our state's history with the Michigan History Center.
I, Gerald R. Ford, do grant.
The other passengers there reluctantly gave up their seats, but I refused.
The young man makes up his mind to work. There's no limit to what he can do.
This is truly the next chapter in General Motors' recovery and turnaround.
You're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution.
For most people, when they die and they are buried, it's considered their final resting place. That's not always the case. Michigan's first governor has been buried a few times. To explain about that, we're joined by the Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark. Hi there.
Hi.
So Stevens T. Mason was acting governor of the Michigan Territory off and on. He was the chief force pushing for Michigan statehood. The big sticking point at that time was the Toledo War. What was that all about?
The Toledo War was an argument between Michigan and Ohio over who actually controlled Toledo and the port around Toledo. The original thinking was Michigan's southern border would be straight across from the bottom of Lake Michigan, and if that was the case, then Toledo would be ours. But Ohio had already been a state, and they had already had all of their maps done. So they claimed Toledo. And so there was a quote unquote war, a lot of posturing at the border, militia forces sent in. And finally, in the end, Michigan had to cede Toledo and we received the rest of the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, Congress just gave us the western part of the Upper Peninsula. Mason was elected the first governor of the state. How old was he?
He was young. He was only 24 years old when he was the territorial governor. And he was super young.
Yeah, that's a record that's still held, right? The youngest governor ever?
I believe so, yes.
They called him the boy governor, which I'm sure he appreciated that.
He did not care for that.
We should note, by the way, this coming Sunday will be Stevens T. Mason's 208th birthday.
Yes.
Which is
happy birthday.
Yeah. What kind of governor was Stevens T. Mason?
It depends who you ask. History has treated him a little bit better than his record immediately after he was governor. But he saw Michigan through statehood. We had a lot of financial issues as we were trying to become a state, and he was sort of instrumental in getting us going. He brought in railroads and canal systems in order to get people into the state and moving here from the east. However, he was also instrumental and responsible for removing tens of thousands of indigenous peoples off their land. So it really depends on who you ask, but he pushed statehood forward quite quickly for Michigan.
There was a depression called the Panic of 1837, and that economic downturn hit Michigan especially hard, which kind of sounds familiar, right?
Yes.
Governor Mason became pretty unpopular because he supported the state borrowing a lot of money for the improvements you talked about, the roads, the railroads, canals. So he didn't run for re-election. What happened to him after that?
He ended up leaving the state. He was incredibly unpopular at the end of his term, and people really blamed him for the financial crisis of 37. So he returned to New York, and he attempted to become a lawyer. His father-in-law had a practice there, and he tried to get into that practice. But he ended up catching pneumonia and dying in New York in early 1843.
So he's a very young man.
Yes, he was.
So he was buried in New York. Then a guy named Lawton T. Hemans, is that how you say his name?
Yes, it is.
He wrote a biography about Mason. He thought the governor ought to be brought home.
Yeah.
What happened?
In 1905, there was a commission to return the body of Stevens T. Mason. And I think that's actually what the commission was called. And Hemans was made the head of that commission. And so they sort of petitioned to have Stevens T. removed from his burial place in New York and brought back to Detroit. They thought that he should be buried in honor in Detroit at the site of the former Capitol.
Yeah, today what is the Capitol Square Park.
Yes.
Lots of people there, I understand.
Yes, yeah. There were a lot of people welcoming back home. By 1905, again, history treats Stevens T. a little bit better than his contemporaries did. So by 1905, he was seen as sort of a hero of Michigan's history.
So he's at rest in Michigan in 1905. There was even a statue, life-size statue of him erected above his grave in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the mid-1950s, he was kind of unceremoniously moved again. Why?
There were road improvements and improvements that need to be made to the park. And so they had to move him so they could make these road improvements. So he was moved and stored for a little while during this road project, and then he was put back in Capitol Park.
In 2010, Governor Stevens T. Mason was once again moved after they finally found where he was buried. Why was he moved this time?
Roadwork. Again, they had to make improvements and expansions to the area, the road in the area around the park. And they knew he was there. And so they knew that they were going to have to get him and move him. But as you said, when they went to go look for him, it took them a little longer than they expected to find him. It didn't take, you know, news reports made it sound like they lost him for quite a bit of time, but it was only a few hours. But he just wasn't exactly where they thought he was. So they did find him. And he actually laid in state in the Capitol building for a little while during that project. So they brought him back to Lansing, where he sat in the Capitol Rotunda. And he was honored there as sort of a, I don't want to say an apology, but an acknowledgement for what he contributed to the state. And then he was brought back to Detroit and put back in Capitol Park.
That's quite a post-mortem history. I know the inscription on the base of Mason's statue in Detroit notes that his ashes lie beneath, but do you think most people today actually know who Stevens T. Mason was and that he was buried in an area of Detroit that's in the midst of this big redevelopment going on in downtown?
That's hard to say. There are a lot of people coming into Detroit as part of sort of Detroit's renaissance, if you want to call it that. And I imagine a lot of people don't know who he was. My hometown is named after him, and I think a lot of people probably don't know that the Mason, Michigan is named after Stevens T. Mason. But I think that a lot of people don't realize he's there unless they stop and actually, you know, read the inscription. And I'm that person that stops and reads everything, much to my family's chagrin.
Well, good for
but
you.
I imagine
me too.
A lot of people. I imagine a lot of people, especially newer people to Detroit and younger people, don't know. So hopefully they go and read it.
It's at the Capitol Park, which is a nicely done. When they re-landscaped it, it really, really turned out nicely, I think.
Yes, it looks really nice.
I would like a little more grass, but, you know, it's an urban area, right? It's right downtown in the city. Rachel Clark is with the Michigan History Center. Thanks for telling us about Stevens T. Mason.
Thank you very much, and happy birthday to him.